Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I'm often asked why my approach to study sharks is so different from mainstream and most other shark scientists. Well, there are several reasons, but most importantly, I am among sharks as much as possible. In my case, every other day throughout the year, up to about 9 months actually, so it's more than that. And that now for more than 30 years. So it's being submerged and part of the world. What is so different? I use a viewpoint that I duped MacOpe, that stands for Mental Capacity Oriented Animal Approach. I know that's an earful. I'll repeat it. Mental Capacity Oriented Animal Approach. What it means in plain English is that one has to look at the situation with the shark from the shark's angle and with its mental capacity or intelligence. You see, it makes no sense to analyze a situation the same way you would just because you both are in the same situation, because first of all, you're not a shark, obviously, but your brain capacity is also different. But not just that, a shark does not know what we are, so right there, its interpretation of a situation is completely different. And since we cannot ask a shark about a situation, how can we be sure that our interpretation could be correct, or as close as possible to correct to any given scenario? Well, we never can, but after so many encounters, and we're talking thousands I had in my career, I'm pretty sure that I developed a good handle on it while using MacOpe. Don't get me wrong, I would not mix a MacOpe of a Caribbean reef shark with a tiger shark, a bull shark, or any other shark species because all of them have different brain capacities. But as with humans, and that's good, similar situations are most often handled in similar ways independent of social structure or race. But of course, factors like experience come into play as well. But more or less, we act in a similar fashion. So this suggests that although there is a difference in brain capacity in sharks, which includes learning by observing, problem-solving, short and long-term memory, overall, most of them would still behave in a similar fashion within a similar situation independently of species or age. But of course, again, experience is sometimes involved and that leads sometimes to a little different outcome. But that's a complete different topic right there. Anyway, so how accurate is it to use MacOpe? Well, it is like what you see in your dogs and cats when they do something. The longer you're around them and the more they react the same way to a similar situation, the more likely you can be sure what you quote-unquote conclude is what your dog or cat likely feels or intends to do. But the importance is that we always keep a healthy dosage of caution, especially should the implied emotion be rather complex. I do not feel that sharks can plan in advance. With that, I do not mean they protect themselves from larger sharks so they can stay alive and eventually give birth or mate. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is that a shark will not hide its true intention to then surprise us once we react in a certain way. We touched this issue in the past and talked about it and called it honest signals. I think sharks cannot do dishonest signals, meaning what they seem to imply through their approach patterns or actions is what they really intend to do and not use it as a front for having something else in mind. Of course, their intention is somewhat planning into the future, but the shark is already within a behavioral pattern then that has a certain outcome. So I hope you see the difference. That said, the problem most often during encounters is how good we can disconnect our interpretation from our subconscious mind. If you not feel comfortable around a shark, your judgment or interpretation of the shark's MacOpe is likely not going to be accurate, leading to a false interpretation, not just of the shark's mind, hence its intention, but also of the situation you're in. So how can you get started to better interpret a shark's intention and so get a better grasp at its mental capacity? There's an exercise we always do when teaching a Shark-Human Interaction 1 workshop. The exercise goes like this. Every student has to position himself or herself somewhere in the water column so they can see the bulk of the sharks present at the site. In Eleuthera, the depth at our main shark site is about 14-15 meters, so 40-50 feet or so, with up to about 20 sharks. So once a person positioned himself or herself in the column or even on the bottom with good visibility, he or she chooses one shark and starts to follow this very shark for 2 to 3 minutes with his or her eyes. The first thing one realizes is most likely cognitive mapping, although one does not really know the name, but all of a sudden they realize, wait a minute, the shark likely swims the same pattern over and over, should the divers that the shark is curious about stay more or less in the same position. Once the diver feels comfortable in following the shark with its eyes, the person then tries to see the shark's movement from the shark's angle. The easiest to accomplish that is by pretending to sit on the shark and by doing so look over the shark's snout. It is less complicated than you may think and you get the hang of it in no time, and once you do, it's actually a lot of fun. So the challenge comes now when the shark is actually approaching you. Now you have to try to see yourself through the shark's perspective. Once you can do that, you are there. Believe me, it's an incredible revelation once you see yourself from the angle of the approaching shark. I know this sounds a bit complicated, but mind you, participants of our workshops train that every day for the time being, and most of them get it rather quickly. So after 2-3 days, everybody has it down. The bigger problem is that quite often, people forget actually what they should do at the shark side, because the sharks are just overwhelming. They're all over the place, they're beautiful, they come close, they check you out. So there's so much stuff, you just seem to get lost in the presence of sharks. Anyway, back to that MacOpe. What about including potential feelings a shark may have? Of course, this one is tricky. If you do not accept that sharks can have feelings, and that's that, but if you accept that even they have some, then congratulations. I'm a strong proponent that sharks have feelings as well. To what depth and what variety, I do not know, but there is no question in my mind that they also feel something. I know there are a lot of doubters out there, but the other day I talked to one of them who strictly rejected that sharks could have feelings. So I asked him if he believed that sharks can be aggressive, and he was very quickly confirming it. Well, aggression is also an emotion, and he had a bit of a problem agreeing. So if an animal has a quote-unquote negative emotion, one must also assume that it could have a positive one. By the way, the earliest emotion that's commonly accepted in the animal realm is fear. Anyway, I'm getting into a different topic here. Maybe we should tackle that issue in one of the next few podcasts. Anyway, next time you see some sharks and to stick around, try the exercises. And if you're able to follow the shark with your eyes and then even go as far as to see yourself in an interaction through the shark's perspective, please drop me a note and let me know what you felt, okay? The feeling will be incredible, believe me. So yeah, please send me an email through Let's Talk Shark. Anyway, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.